In 1972, the IRS rolled out a new system for business depreciation. It was called the Asset Depreciation Range System, or ADR for short. The procedure that created it is Revenue Procedure 72-10. Think of ADR as the upgraded version of what came before. Revenue Procedure 62-21 had set up guideline classes with a single safe harbor life per class. ADR went further. It created over 100 asset guideline classes covering a wide range of industries and asset types. And instead of a single life per class, ADR gave a range. A business could elect any life within the published range for each class. If the range for a particular class was 8 to 12 years, you could pick 9, 10, 11, anywhere in that band. That flexibility gave businesses some ability to manage their depreciation timing while staying within IRS-approved parameters. ADR also came with rules for how to handle retirements within a class. When you took an asset out of service within an ADR class, specific conventions governed how you accounted for that. The system was elective. You did not have to use it, but if you chose to use it for a class of assets, you had to apply it consistently for all assets in that class. ADR applied to property placed in service after 1970. It was superseded for property placed in service after 1980 by the ACRS system, and then MACRS replaced ACRS for property placed in service after 1986. Why does this matter today? Two reasons. First, if you own property that was placed in service between 1971 and 1980 under an ADR election, this procedure may still govern the depreciation analysis for that property. Those assets are still on the books for some taxpayers, particularly in industries with long-lived assets. Second, the class life structure in ADR is the direct ancestor of the MACRS table in Revenue Procedure 8756. Many of the asset groupings and the general range of lives that ADR established were carried forward into the modern system. When you look at the 15-year class for land improvements or the 5-year class for certain equipment in the current table, you are looking at a structure that has roots in the ADR framework. For a modern cost segregation study on property placed in service after 1986, Revenue Procedure 8756 is the operative table. But understanding where those lives came from and knowing that ADR-era property has its own rules makes the history of the system clearer. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. For the current class lives that apply to your property, see the discussion of Revenue Procedure 8756 in your report.